It's time now for an encouraging word from the Lord. Get ready for a supernatural lift in your spirit as we prepare our hearts to hear from the radio broadcast of Dr. Ty Dixon. We now enter into a moment of inspiration. Here's Dr. Ty Dixon.
Dealing with the spirit of pride, a man's pride. Proverbs 29 and 23. A man's pride shall bring him what? Low. A man's pride, a woman's pride, oh my Lord, will bring you low. That's why you don't play with the spirit of pride. It will bring you down. But honor shall uphold the humble in spirit. When you are humble in spirit and you're willing to give the leeway to somebody else and you're willing to serve other people, you shall be upheld. God will keep you upheld. But the Bible lets you know, whosoever exalted himself, God himself will what? Bring you down. He will abase you. So you got to deal with that spirit of pride. You always want to walk in humility. We're going to talk a little bit about that a little bit later on in this broadcast. It's okay. It's okay. We're just dealing with pride. We see this happen in the life of King Nebuchadnezzar. And when you get a chance, read Daniel 4 and 5. But we're just going to key in on a couple of the verses in Daniel 4. And then we're going to look at some verses in Daniel 5. But you see that. It is so clearly illustrated in the life of King Nebuchadnezzar what pride will do to you. As we look at Daniel 5, 19 and 21, jot it down, Daniel 5, 19 through 21. We'll find that what happened to King Nebuchadnezzar. It says, because of the high position he meaning God, gave him, we're talking about King Nebuchadnezzar, all the nations and people of every language dreaded and feared Nebuchadnezzar. Those the king wanted to put to death, he put them to death. Those he wanted to spare, he spared them. Oh, have you ever had someone with that kind of leverage? You put up who you want, you take down who you want. Oh, very dangerous to have that kind of authority if you don't use it properly. Those he wanted to promote, he promoted. And those he wanted to humble, he humbled. Oh, my God. But listen to, let's go. But listen to this verse here in verse 20. But when his heart, you see, you can have authority and you have to be led by the Spirit of God when you're dealing with people. But you can have an authority where you can promote, you can demote, and you can put one up and take another one down. But when that thing gets in your heart, my Lord Jesus, when arrogance and pride, but it said what? But when his heart became arrogant and hardened with pride, my Lord, he was disposed from his royal throne and stripped of his glory. If you ever want to get bought down low, let pride get in your heart. You don't ever want pride to get in your heart. You don't ever want to say, look at me and look what I can do and look what I possess. You want to denounce that and save yourself a long way down. But this is what happened to this king. It got in his heart all the things that he possessed. It got in his heart the authority and the power that he's had. And he was stripped of his glory. He was driven away from the people and given the mind of an animal. He lived with wild duckies and ate grass like the ox, and his body was drenched with the dew of heaven. And he acknowledged that the Most High God. And let's go back there. Let's look at this. When he acknowledged, oh my Lord, that the Most High God is sovereign over all the kings on the earth and set over all of them, his mind returned back to him. You see, we got to understand that God is always in control. We've got to understand, my Lord Jesus, all the powers that be are ordained of God. It is God who promotes, my Lord, and it's God who demotes. It is God who sets one person up, and it is God who brings them down. And if we want to keep our position in the place that God has placed us, we must always acknowledge God in all of our ways. We must acknowledge God is always in control. We got to deal with what? The spirit of pride. Daniel 4:37. Now I, Nebuchadnezzar, praise and exalt and glorify the King of heaven, because everything he does is right, and all his ways are just. And those who walk in pride, he is able to humble. You're talking about Nebuchadnezzar, the one that God had exalted him and empowered him, brought him down low, but he lived to testify to the truth that God is the one that should be, oh my Lord, he's the one that should be glorified. God is the one that should be exalted, and God is the one that we walk softly around, and God is the one that we acknowledge, and God is the one, oh my Lord Jesus, that we serve. Because what? Everything he does is right, and all his ways are just. And those who walk in pride, God will surely humble you. So you don't want to give in to the spirit of pride. You don't want to exalt yourself in a way that God has to deal with you. You don't want to walk in a way that God will bring you down. But look at somebody, say, by the grace of God, I am who I am. And I choose to walk softly. And I choose to walk humbly. And I choose to exalt the King of kings. And I choose to exalt the Lord of lords. Because it is he who has made me and not myself. Look at somebody and say, I'm going to deal with pride. And I won't be brought down low. But God is going to be able to entrust me with authority. And he's going to be able to keep that which I've committed to him, and I've committed my heart, my mind, my soul, my spirit, and I choose to be humble. I choose to be humble. I choose to be humble. Dealing with the spirit of pride. Now let's look at another king who had to turn away from pride, but it was after a dear lesson. In 2 Chronicles, get your Bible, dealing with the spirit of pride. In 2 Chronicles 32:25-26. But now we look at another king. And the last time we looked at, we looked at King Nebuchadnezzar. We understand that he was brought down low and got built him back up, and he came out praising God and exalting God. Now we're going to look at King Hezekiah. And we're looking at 2 Chronicles 32:25-26. 25. But Hezekiah's heart was proud, and he did not respond to the kindness shown to him. Therefore, oh Lord, take that. He did not what? Respond to the kindness shown to him. My brothers, my sisters, and those that are listening who is going to be soon to be brothers and sisters in Christ. Always respond to the kindness that God shows to you. Always respond to the goodness that you do have a job. And it was only by God's grace that you have a job. Always respond to the fact that you have a roof over your head and food in your house and money in the bank. But know that it came from the kindness of God. And never look down on those who don't have it. Going right back to the scriptures, that he did not respond to the kindness of God shown him. Therefore, the Lord's wrath was on him and on Judah and on Jerusalem. My Lord, because of his position as king, when the wrath of God came upon him, it hit everybody else that was attached to him. It hit everybody that was under his leadership. When you are in leadership, when you are in charge of something, I don't care if you're a single parent and the only person that you have is your children, or all of three or four or five of your children, or you're the single parent of a home, or you're a husband in the house, or you're the man in the marketplace, or the pastor, or whoever, whatever position of authority that you have. My Lord, keep in mind, when the wrath of God comes into your life, it's a domino effect, and it can affect everybody that's attached to you. And this is what happened with King Hezekiah. When the wrath of God's wrath was on him, and on Judah and Jerusalem. Then Hezekiah, what? He repented. Oh, look at somebody. He repented. He turned away from what? Pride. He repented of the pride that's in his heart. And as did the people of Jerusalem. Somebody need to say, I'm going to repent from that spirit of pride. I have to catch up with myself. There are times as children of God, we have to catch ourselves. We have to look at this word and we have to say, okay, God, am I walking as a Christian or a child of God? Do I need to repent? Was that pride that rose up in me to cause me to treat that person like I did? Look at it. Say, Lord, forgive me for mistreating others and thinking that I'm better. Thinking that I'm better. And it says what? Hezekiah repented of the pride of his heart, and so did the people of Jerusalem. Therefore, the Lord's wrath did not come on them during the days of Hezekiah. Maybe you caught yourself. Maybe you're in a place. Maybe you're looking at yourself right now and say, my God, this word is hitting me. My God, I have been walking in a haughty way. My God, I have been thinking I'm superior to somebody else. My God, I have been smug. My God, I have thought that I was supposed to be first, deserved to be first, got to have the best seat everywhere I go. My God, I need to humble myself. Look at what happened to Hezekiah. He repented, and the wrath of God was turned away from him. And everybody under him that repented, the wrath of God was turned away from him. You see, pride is something that will actually defile you. We find that in Mark 7, 21 to 23. Read it when you get a chance. But the Bible lets us know that pride, and we're talking about pride in that context, that says the sin of an uplifted heart against God and man. Jesus says they come from within. That thing, that spirit is on the inside, and it defiles you. So you have to ask God, create in me a clean heart and renew a right spirit. Oh my God. God, do something on the inside of me. See, that's what prayer is all about. That's what repentance is all about. That's what seeking the face is all about. You don't want the wrath of God in your life. You don't want to be bought down low. You don't want to be driving a fancy car down fancy lane highway, ending up in a putt-putt mobile that you have to push and walk half the way. You don't want to do that. You don't want pride to do what? Bring you down. Look at somebody say, I don't want it to bring me down. I'm not going to let pride bring me down. Bring me down. Bring me down. As we go further in the word, assurance in one's own resources. Have you ever talked to somebody that said they were self-made? Oh, that is so dangerous to be self-made. Hello, this is Dr. Ty Dixon, and I just want to thank you for listening to part two of dealing with the spirit of pride. Keep in mind now, let's not forget, pride is what? That feeling of superiority, that feeling, that thing that rises up on the inside of you that tells you deserve to be number one all the time. You need to sit in the high seat all the time. People need to serve you all the time. And if somebody asks you to serve, you turn three shades of whatever color and can't handle it. But what we're breaking that spirit, and we're what? Driving it away. So I thank God for what he's doing in our lives. He's doing it in my life. He's doing it in your life. We're on this journey together, and we're going to make it go into next week, go on to be victorious in Christ Jesus. And what in next week? Just take a little time, go out and do what? Serve somebody. See you next week for what? Part three of what? Dealing with the spirit of pride.
You've just heard another encouraging message from the radio broadcast of Dr. Ty Dixon and A Moment of Inspiration. For more life-changing messages from this powerful ministry, visit her website at www.tydixon.org. That's www.tydixon.org.